Any 201 risk code is considered at risk for anemia, indicating additional action should be taken. If a participant has a hemoglobin value within the low hemoglobin range and is assigned a risk code of 201.2, no additional referral is required since it is a low-risk code. However, a referral to a healthcare provider may be provided to determine the cause of the low hemoglobin and to discuss possible treatment options. Since iron deficiency anemia is by far the most common cause of low hemoglobin values, it may also be useful to attempt to determine the potential cause and discuss tips to increase dietary iron intake. If a participant has a hemoglobin value within the nutritionist range and is assigned a risk code of 201.1, a referral to a medium-risk nutritionist or a high-risk nutritionist is required, since it is a medium-risk code. Once again, a referral to a healthcare provider may be provided to determine the cause of the low hemoglobin and to discuss possible treatment options. Some participants assigned risk code 201.1 may have very low hemoglobin values. This chart shows what critically low values are for the state of Arizona. Since this condition can be life-threatening, refer them to their healthcare provider immediately and refer these participants to a medium-risk nutritionist or high-risk nutritionist for their next WIC visit. Each local agency is required to have a procedure for handling referrals for very low hemoglobin values, so speak with your trainer or supervisor to learn more about making referrals for very low hemoglobin in your agency.